Rock 94.5. Just recapping the madness, of course. Papa Roach co-opening with Saving Abel for the Big Four show. Coming up here with Rock 94.5, Avenged Sevenfold, Buck Cherry Star Theater, February 9th. Earlier today, G and I hooked up with Jacoby.
Hey, how you doing? I got Jacoby. You ready?
Is he ready for us?
Is this Spokane?
Snowcane, if you please.
Spokane.
You can call us Snowcan, though, because we just had, like, the most snow ever. And Snowmageddon.
Oh, serious? Mad feats of snow?
Yeah. We had, how much, GA?
We had 30 inches in one day.
Yeah, but there was 200 inches total over in Coeur d'Alene,
only person who can claim that is Heidi Fleiss.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
One of my really good friends, he just moved to Spokane.
Who's that?
This guy named Wade. He used to work with Papa Roach. He just moved there. So if you see a guy that's blonde hair, tall, really handsome, well-defined, sophisticated gentleman, say hi to him. His name's Wade.
I saw him stuck in a snow berm.
I saw his legs
poor
sticking
guy
out. Now, is he a musician or just one of the road crew?
He was a musician for a while, but then he came on the road with us.
Sweet.
Now, worked for Jerry, our guitar player.
Now, good Ryan, you've known Ryan for a long time, right?
Yeah, the dude from Burn Halo.
Dude, I used to know Ryan since he used to wet his pants.
He's the only guy, Jacoby, that we've interviewed in our studio. The only guy to ever bring his mom with him.
Yeah, dude, I thought that was awesome. He's such a good kid, man, and he's such a great guy. He's a killer drummer. We actually tried him out for Papa Roach.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys had him. He was just out on the road with you guys on which tour was that last summer?
What was that? Crew Fest. He came out on the road.
Yeah.
I had my family out with me, and he came out and helped out with my little rascals. And just, he's a good family friend of mine.
Yeah. Talking about Ryan Bolden of Burn Halo.
And so we just go way back. He's cool peeps.
Because that Burn Halo is blowing up now, man.
Yeah, it is. It's debuted at number 7 nationally on the most active rock tracks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Speaking of blowing up, Papa Roach. Good God Almighty.
Dude.
You guys, man, all of a sudden we don't hear from you for a while. You're out on the road, and then boom, Papa Roach.
That's how we roll, dude.
I know.
By the end of this tour, by the end of this next tour that we're going on with Buck Cherry and Avenged Sevenfold, in the last 6 months, we'll have played in front of like 1 million people, close to 1 million. So that's like, we've just been out playing in front of lots of folks and just having a great time. And, you know, we finished up our record a while ago, so we've been out there testing out some new songs, and it's just the vibe is hot right now, and now we got our new song Lifeline coming
at
you guys.
I love that right out of the box. And just telling Jeff Scott here, the best Ozfest I ever saw was the year you guys were on with Disturbed and Linkin Park.
I remember
the
that
first time I ever saw Manson in the daylight, man. It was like
you're like, surprised to see him.
We could have used a Lifeline back there a few weeks ago, man. The sled team.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacoby from Papa Roach, and you were listening to Rock 94.5. Oh, snap!
Playing up close like this at the Star Theater, is that the way you prefer to do it? I mean, it's not like the whole arena setup, but you guys are going to be right there in the middle of the crowd, kind of.
Oh, we're going to bring the ruckus. I mean, whatever we do is what we do, and every time we step on a stage, we get down. So.
Now, have you been on the road with Avenged before or Buck Cherry?
Been on the road with Buck Cherry a few times. Those are good friends of ours. We did a... We toured with them and Motley Crue, and we also did a tour together with us, Buck Cherry and Hinder, and really good friends with those guys, but never toured with Avenged. I'm really excited about touring with that band.
Now, out of the Buck Cherry Motley Crue thing, which band gets more babes backstage?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you call a babe, because there's some scroungy-looking broads on that tour, and then there were some hotties, you know what I'm saying?
Enough about Motley Crue. How about the Buck Cherry?
Oh, you know, I mean, it was definitely like... I'd say 75% of the strippers in America came to that tour.
Well, I'm not saying the Motley Crue babes are getting a little old, but I heard the first 5 rows, they wouldn't let them go topless because their nipples kept getting stepped on.
Oh, dude, they have to do the thing where they roll up their... Never mind, I won't even get into it.
Save it for the website.
Yeah, keep it on the net.
All right, Ben Sevenfold, Buck Cherry, Papa Roach, Saving Abel. What a lineup. It's like the best of all possible worlds. One stage on Monday night, February 9th, and that's at Spokane Star Theater, better known as the Spokane Arena around here.
Good times.
Almost sold out now, man.
Sweet. How big is that place? What's
about
the cap on that joint?
6,500.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. So that's going to be a rock show. That's going to go off.
The fire marshal's out of town. We'll squeeze in another thou.
Yeah. We'll keep Deputy Craig busy with some car crashes or something.
Cool. We'll pick up one of those strippers from the Motley tour, have her fire marshal. It's all good.
Do what you got to do, Jacoby.
For sure, I will. I'll give him some Spokane love.
The station that brings real rock concerts to Spokane.
Rock 94.5, Spokane's best rock.
Cut my life into pieces.
This is my last.